Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 24th. You'll be interested to know. 54 years ago, today, in 1971, a man calling himself D.B. Cooper calmly hijacked a Boeing 727, secured ransom, and parachuted into the night, creating one of aviation's most baffling mysteries. His audacious escape highlighted vulnerabilities in commercial flight security and spurred major improvements in passenger screening and aircraft procedures nationwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 4 to 6+ feet. Conditions should remain clean through the morning before shifting to fair by 10 a.m. The wind will turn onshore at 4 miles per hour, increasing to 8 miles per hour by noon, making it choppy. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet, just before 10 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Tuesday with clean waves at 4 to 6 feet and light offshore winds. Wednesday sees a drop in size to 2 to 4 feet, maintaining clean conditions throughout the day. By Thursday, the surf settles further to 2 feet or less, with mostly clean conditions but fading energy, making it a quieter end to the period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 67 and a light northwest wind. Tonight, expect patchy fog between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., along with partly cloudy skies and a low around 52, with a gentle north wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 72 and north winds up to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day remain mainly sunny with highs near 76 on Wednesday and near 74 on Thursday, with lows around 54 to 55 each night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Zoo Safari Park announced that it will open its Elephant Valley in March 2026. This immersive exhibit will allow guests to walk through the valley surrounded by elephants, making it feel like they are walking beside the herd. Visitors will learn about the crucial role elephants serve as ecosystem engineers and the nuances of their rich social structure. Interim President and Chief Executive Officer Sean Dixon expressed excitement, stating, "Every detail of this habitat has been purposefully designed to reflect the elephant's natural environment." The valley will feature over 350 plants, a two-story restaurant named Mukutano House, and a gathering place called Mukutano Park. Now on to sports. Devontae Adams caught two of Matthew Stafford's three touchdown passes during the Rams' 31-point first half, leading Los Angeles to a decisive 34-7 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hoopy Durant returned an interception 50 yards for a touchdown, contributing to the Rams' 6th consecutive win, now at 9 wins and 2 losses. Stafford, who completed 25 of 35 passes for 273 yards, extended his streak of 308 consecutive pass attempts without an interception. Baker Mayfield struggled for the Buccaneers, throwing 2 interceptions before exiting the game with a sprained left shoulder. In local sports, NTS is enhancing trolley service for fans attending San Diego FC's playoff match against Minnesota United SC at Snapdragon Stadium tonight. The match, part of the Western Conference semifinal, will kick off at 7 p.m. at the 25,000-seat venue. Fans are encouraged to avoid traffic and parking issues by using the Green Line, with trolleys departing every 15 minutes before the match. Post-match, additional trolley trips will be available until 9:40 p.m. or until crowds lessen. Limited edition PRONTO cards are available for $2, and fans can also utilize free park and ride lots across San Diego. In top news, Costco has quietly addressed a significant customer checkout issue. The chain, known for its no-frills business model, aims to minimize costs and pass savings to members. Our operating philosophy has been simple. Keep costs down and pass the savings on to our members. Recently, Costco upgraded its checkout process, combining human cashiers with new technology. CEO Ron Vacris explained that employees can scan items while members are in line, speeding up the process. Additionally, Costco is rolling out membership scanning devices at store entrances to reduce unauthorized membership sharing. Overall, members seem to support these changes, acknowledging benefits like reduced checkout delays and theft prevention. In business news, the American middle class is becoming increasingly weary after nearly 5 years of high prices. Many middle-class earners thought life would be more affordable by now, but costs for goods and services are 25% above 2020 levels. Polly Frew, a college communications director, stated life felt more doable a year and a half ago. The Pew Research Center defines the middle class as having a household income between about $66,666 and $200,000. Inflation has made everyday items like coffee and car repairs markedly more expensive. Many middle-class families are feeling financially strained as rising costs continue to outpace wage increases. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to $87,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is up 4% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. One of America's most dangerous volcanoes will soon power homes. Tapping energy from super-hot rock could produce cheap, clean, constant energy almost anywhere if drills and wells can survive intense heat and pressure. Engineers are building the hottest geothermal power plant on Earth on the slopes of Newberry Volcano, which is one of the largest and most hazardous active volcanoes in the United States, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The plant has already reached temperatures of 629 degrees Fahrenheit and will start selling electricity to nearby homes and businesses next year. Mazama Energy, the startup behind the project, aims to reach temperatures above 750 degrees, potentially transforming geothermal power into a major player in the world's electricity systems. Entertainment news. Rental Family, Nuremberg, and Sentimental Value are holding strong amid the dominating presence of Wicked at the box office. Rental Family, from Searchlight Pictures, opened to an estimated $3,300,000 and received an overall A cinema score. The film features Brendan Fraser, who plays a struggling American actor in modern-day Tokyo. James Vanderbilt's Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, surpassed $11 million in its third week. Sentimental Value, by Joachim Trier, grossed $1,800,000, featuring Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning. Limited releases also showed promise, with various films expanding their audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.